Good evening. It's actually good morning. Good early morning. It's 1:30 in the morning here in Northern California. It's day 15 because I can't sleep and I figured I might as well do my reading. Today is day 15 on 50 Women Artists in 50 Days. And this is Adelaide Labille Guyard. Adelaide Labille Guyard never achieved the fame of her rival, Elizabeth Vigée Lebrun, who was 6 years her junior, and yet she earned for herself a firm place in history, in the history of art. Above all, she was an indefatigable fighter for the recognition of women artists. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Wow. Even way back then, she was born in... Ah, we were always fighting for our fucking rights, aren't we? Are we always doing that? Jesus. I wonder. I guess I'll be doing it till I die. 1749. Born in late April 11th in Paris. And let's see. She dies in 1803 in Paris. So she's a Parisian. Adelaide Labille Guyard. Born in 1749 in Paris, Adelaide took lessons as a young girl from the miniature painter François Elier Vincent. Who was a close friend of her father, Claude Edime Labille. I think I'm saying that right. Labille. Later, she studied pastel drawing under Maurice Quentin de La Tour. And then eventually transferred to François André Vincent, the son of her first teacher, who introduced her to the skills of oil painting. She soon established a reputation as a talented portrait painter and was commissioned to paint ministers, fellow artists, and members of the royal family. Her career took a major step forward when she was accepted into the Académie Royale in Paris, which at that time included only two women as members. The works submitted by Labille Guyard convinced the Academy of her skill, as did those presented by her contemporary, Elizabeth Vigée Lebrun, who was admitted on the same day, the date May 31st, 1783, has been recorded. The Academy, reacted immediately to this rapid increase in the number of women members by limiting the places available to female artists to 4. Jesus. See, this is how it goes for us. Now I have no qualms in saying that I did my undergrad work at an all-female school. Basically, because I felt like I would get the attention I needed as a young woman. Well, I wasn't young, but anyway. Why are women have always been put in, you know, kind of a corner of play of everything we ever have to try to do? I'm just so tired of that. Okay, well, second paragraph. Ay, ay, ay. A series of triumphs followed in the Paris Salon, where the paintings she exhibited were received with favorable comments. Among her most famous works is a self-portrait from the year 1785, which shows Labille Guyard sitting in front of her easel. That's where we always are. That's where we always paint, so that's where it would be. I think this is cute. All right, back to the text. Behind her stand two of her pupils, Marie-Gabrielle Capet and Mademoiselle Carreau de Rosemont. From her early years as an artist, Labi Gaillard regarded the teaching of other women artists as one of her most important duties. She married the tax official, Nicolas Guillard, when she was 20, but the marriage remained childless, so that she was able to devote all her energies to her own painting and the training of her pupils. In the early 1790s, Labi Guillard was the first woman artist to be permitted to set up a studio for herself and her pupils in the Louvre building complex, and had long... She had long been refused because it was claimed the presence of women artists would corrupt the morals of the artists already working there. Yeah, it'll make them, like, not want to focus, you mean? Oh, goodness gracious. Do you know how hard women work when they're working? They don't pay attention to who's around them anyway in the studio. Jesus, I don't know. This is so weird. Look at what they had to do even way back then. Well, I knew that was going on. I don't know why I'm saying it like that, but that's why we had to fight for our rights. Jeez. Although Labi Guillard painted numerous members of the royal family and was even appointed painter of the princesses of France, a position which entitled her to a royal pension, she became an avowed supporter of the French Revolution. Her previous royal connections did not prove to be disadvantageous. The country's new rulers, including Maximilien de Robespierre, let her paint their portraits. As she grew older, Labi Guillard withdrew increasingly from the public eye. She enjoyed a period of happiness late in life when she married her former teacher, François-André Vincent. Once the separation from her husband, which had taken place many years before, finally became legal, she died 3 years later in 1803. So the picture that's on this other side here is called Portrait of Louise Elizabeth of France, Duchess of Parma, and her son Ferdinand, 1788. Oil on canvas. Musée National de Château de et de Trinon. I can't even see it. I don't have the right light on my page here. Oh, it's in Versailles. Musée National de Château de Trinon, Versailles. There's a big parrot hanging, or a big macaw hanging down on the back balcony with this woman and her child. That is day 15, and number 16 tomorrow, you can, or the next time I read, will be Elizabeth Vigier Lebrun, which we heard about in this one. So any questions you might have, or any insights you may have, or any things that you might feel you would like to respond to, please comment in the comments. Like CVP says, put it in the comments. Now, you know, I'm just going to add a little something at the end here. If you've listened this long, I would love to have conversation about what I'm casting about, but I don't expect it ever. And I share purely because this is what I enjoy doing. And when I'm chuckling and adding my little two cents in with my casts and quote unquote rambling, that's just who I am. So if you don't happen to appreciate that, you don't need to listen to the cast, especially when they're this long. Take good care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.